Hello and welcome to another edition of the Ladbrokes Racing Podcast. I'm William Gelder and alongside me I have Ladbrokes News' horse racing expert Ben Stones. We're going to be taking a look at this weekend's mouth-watering live Channel 4 racing action from both Ascot and Haydock, with the Clarence House Chase and the Champion Hurdle Trial on Merseyside just two of the highlights. First of all though, Ben, I suppose we should reflect on last week's tips and our preview. We questioned the subsequent Lanzarote winner T4 2, went on to win by 16 lengths. We also put up Shantou Bob as our nap. Maybe a few excuses there. But we're back for more, and are we raring to go this week?
Yeah, I mean, it can only get better from last week, really, so we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, we're going to try and pick a few winners out for you. Starting with a 150 at Ascot, the Mayor's Hurdle, 3 mile contest, grade 2. And we both had a look at a bit of a puzzle. 25-1 for the Mayor's Hurdle at the Cheltenham Festival at the moment. Beaten by neck last time out at Haydock over 2 mile 4. Hasn't won over any distance over 2 mile 6 yet. Doubts over stamina there?
Potentially. I've had a quick look at over the breeding of Bit of a Puzzle. They're mixed signs. It looks like some of the best horses coming out of her sire have done best over 2.5 miles. Like you say, she's won over 2 miles 6, so the extra 2 furlongs, you'd think she should be all right. Won a couple of listed bumpers, won nicely on hurdle debut at 2-13, so she's quite highly thought of. She needs to improve again, but with Harry Fry and Noel Feely, a team doing very well this season, you wouldn't be surprised to see her make that step up.
No, perhaps not, but one of the ones we both sort of sweet on, I suppose, is Carol's Spirit. Won over this trip, only second in this event last year to a pretty smart mare in Highland Retreat. Is this the angle into this one, or do you think there are potentially others who could get involved?
For me, I think Bit of a Puzzle is probably the only one that looks like having the improvement necessary to trouble Carol Spirit. I mean, she's got the form in the books, 4 out of 5 over hurdles, got a couple of listed wins in there. And as you say, second in this race last year behind Highland Retreat. This race perhaps doesn't look as strong as it did 12 months ago. Had the likes of Clara McLeod and Lunique behind her last time out at Kempton. That form is pretty smart. It's got to be said, she's the only one in the field with form at listed and graded level, you know, to a good solid extent. So even with a £5 penalty, she's got a couple of pounds in hand with the rest of the field. Which looks a strong horse to be on in the market, to be honest.
Are we going to go so far as to maybe nap up Carol's Spirit? Or maybe we'll save that for a bit later. Well, talking of naps, there's two potential bankers. Or are they? Well, we'll discuss that. But starting with the first two feature races, I suppose, the 205... at Haydock, the Champion Hurdle Trial, Grade 2 affair. Are we going on the assumption that the new one is going to win this comfortably?
I think so. I mean, it's the Champion Hurdle Trial in name and not much else, to be honest. You know, you can't knock the connections of the new one going around and picking up these pots, easy wins. Not really beating much at all this season. Vanity, I suppose, was a bit of a challenge. But it probably says more for the strength of the 2 mile hurdle division of the UK, in the UK, to be honest. I mean, she's not beating much. He's got at least £10 in hand on this field. You'd expect it to win. It's about the 1-5, 1-6 mark, and you can't see anything changing for the Champion Hurdle. You know, even if it gets beat, you'd expect it to have some sort of excuse there. Heavy ground, perhaps, but it's done all right with cutting the ground in the past. Bertimont is the only one I've won in this field with a Champion Hurdle entry, and that's sort of a 50-1 shot, I think. So you would expect the new one to mop up this race, really.
Yeah, certainly. You mentioned Bertimont, 6th behind the new one in the International Hurdle. Likes a strong point, struggled on heavy ground throughout his career, and potentially even Desert Cry, well out of his depth here. So, I mean, not really any value there to be had with a new one, but as you say, maybe wider trends, as we've discussed, I think, by the likes of the Racing Post, about the state of the UK's challenge in the Champion Hurdle in general. Moving on then to the other feature race of the day, the Clarence House Chase, 3 o'clock at Ascot. Is it a similar tale? Is it as simple as saying Sprinter Sacra, we're pretty much 90%, if not 100% now, he will be in that lineup. Turns up, he wins?
Obviously not as much as this, it looks certain as the new... I say certain. You know, you wouldn't have such a strong opinion on Sprinter Sacra after, you know, however long it's been off the track. But I think the price reflects that. He's about an even money shot. He drifted out to about 7-4, 2-1 yesterday when doubts were creeping in that he wouldn't run. You'd expect him to win this at his best. You'd expect him to win quite easily at his best. But obviously, we don't know what sort of state he's returning in. He's 2-1 for the Champion Chase at Cheltenham now. And to be honest, if you fancy him for that at 2-1, you should be getting on him now for the big race come March, because if he wins this and wins it well, he's only going to go one way in that market. Favourites in this race have got quite a strong favourite. 5 out of the last 7 have won since it was made, since it was taken out of Handicap Company. Sprinter Sacra showed plenty of vigour on his racecourse gallop at Newbury, obviously apart from that one over-enthusiastic jump, we should probably say. But yeah, I mean, at his best, he should be winning this.
Yep. Obviously, winner this in 2013 at Cheltenham. 2 from 3 at Ascot early in his career, but really we're scratching around, I suppose, for chinks in his armour in terms of this particular renewal. Dodging Bullets came good in the Tingle Creek. Do we think we can question the quality of that race? Summersby, second to Dodging Bullets in that particular renewal. And do we rule out the likes of Twinlight at our peril? Winner of the Dialabet Chase last time out at Leopardstown. Looks a lively outsider. Is there anything in that, do you think? Do you think beyond, as we said, Sprinter Sacra, that there's anything else to watch out for?
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be a decent race. Sort of, if Sprinter Sacra's on form, he goes on and wins this. But the race behind him in that scenario could be quite an interesting one. As you said, Dodging Bullets won the Tingle Creek. He's now won his last 3 going right-handed compared to not winning his last 5 going left. So it's quite clear that he prefers going right-handed. So obviously Ascot track will play to his strengths. He stepped up nicely to win the Tingle Creek. It was an improvement in his form. But he was jumped out of it a bit by Uxie Zander at Cheltenham the time before that. With soft ground, we'll be okay with him. And it'll definitely be better for him than it will be for the likes of Summersby. Dodging Bullets will need Sprinter Sacra to not fire, to have much of a chance, you would have thought. And 9-4 is probably not much of a price to be getting involved in. It doesn't really give you that each way opportunity. Summersby, as I say, the soft ground might be a bit of a trouble for him. He's admirably consistent. He generally runs a decent race. He's got quite a good record at Ascot. He's placed or won in 5 of his 7 visits to the track. So he clearly likes the place, but I can't see him troubling the first 2, possibly 3 in the places. Twinlight, as you say, won the Dialabet Chase at Leopardstown last time out. That was a big step up, but he seems to be a bit of an all or nothing performer. He was pulled up at Cork the time before that when he was quite fancied as favourite. The conditions will suit him. He really likes getting his toe in, and the soft ground will play to his strengths. But he's capable, but he's very risky. You could be on for an all or nothing run with Twinlight, but he could be worth an each way bet.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens there, especially with regards, obviously, to the Cheltenham Festival. The price on Sprinter Sacra, should he win? Cut, I imagine, for the Queen Mother in March. But isn't it great? It's great just to say, you know, the Black Aeroplane is back, and we wish him well, and hopefully we can witness more fantastic moments from Sprinter this weekend. And good luck to you, whoever you're on. Finally, then, the Peter Marsh, 3:15, at Haydock, 3 miles, 1 furlong. Affair. It's the last one we're going to have a look at of the 7 races live on Channel 4. Ben, just a quick word perhaps, first of all, on how's this shaping up as a betting contest?
It looks quite an open race, to be honest. There's 4 or 5 you could quite easily make a case for. I think we better start with no planning. Sue Smith, she's got quite a good record in this race. She's won twice and had 3 horses placed from her last 8 runners since 2000. So she clearly targets this race, and that could be quite evident with no planning. He's only had 1 run this season, and that was over hurdles, which you could think that perhaps they were trying to protect his handicap mark for this race. Chase Mark did go up £10 after a win over a shot of vodka at the end back end of last season. He's now on a mark of 146. He will have a £5 claimer on board in Callum Bewley. And an interesting note to make is perhaps that five of the last six renewals of this race have gone to horses with claimers on their back. So maybe that could be the difference for Sue Smith's charge here.
Yep, you took the words out of my mouth. I was just about to prompt you on the importance of that claimer on board, and you've summed it up very eloquently. In terms of others in the market, Colin Tizard's 12-year-old, Hey Big Spender, top weight here. Struggled under a big weight last time out. Are we expecting more of the same? And how else do you see this particular race panning out?
Hey Big Spender, he's been a sort of a reliable veteran over the years. You say he struggled under top weight, yes, but I mean, he has won a couple of times carrying 11 stone 10, so he can carry a weight, but he will be carrying at least £7 more than the rest of the field today. There'll be a fair few running from out of the handicap. He's consistent sort and should run his race, but I mean, his form times ties in quite well with Vintage Star, another Sue Smith runner. That horse was second in this last year. He's £4 lower this time round. He's finished behind Hey Big Spender a couple of times this season, but he is weighted to reverse that form. But he was well beaten in the Roland Merrick at Weatherby over Christmas. A couple of others probably worth mentioning. Corin Wood, this is a horse I was very impressed with last season, at the start of last season, particularly with a jumping performance at, I think it was Warwick, where he beat Black Thunder. But he was perhaps found out in the RSA chase at the festival, but he's dropped a pound from when he was a distant third in the Roland Merrick. So if he can get into a good rhythm out front, he might be one to challenge the placings. Other than that, you've got Broadway Buffalo. He's 2 from 2 at Haydock. He was well supported for the aforementioned Roland Merrick. He went off at 11-4 favourite, but he could only finish a well-beaten fifth. So you'd have your concerns about that one. So he probably needs to iron out a few jumping concerns. He's been known to lose momentum with a few silly mistakes. But for me, No Planning looks the one to be on, and that's where I'll be putting my hat this weekend.
All right, you heard it here first then. No Planning in the Peter Marsh. Lump on. Well, thanks very much for that, Ben. The road to Cheltenham really well and truly underway, and we can't wait to see what's going to happen this weekend. So thanks very much for that, Ben. And of course, don't forget, back a winner at odds of 4-1 or greater in any live Channel 4 race, and we'll give you a free bet up to £25. Log on to ladbrokes.com for that and all the latest odds and information. Plus, for more from us, head over to news.ladbrokes.com for all of your news, betting previews and opinion. And good luck this weekend. We'll catch you again soon.